Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with Urban Buzz Magazine, and I have my girl Mika on the line with me, and she's having a Skating for a Cause on June 20th, guys, in Harlem on 106 between 3rd and Lexington from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Mika, tell everybody what's going on.
Hey, everybody. So we got myself and Janelle on the line, my partner. Mm-hmm. We're having our first annual Sclerodoma Awareness Skate for a Cure on Father's Day. Big up to the fathers as well.
Yeah.
The reason for this event is because June marks Sclerodoma Awareness Month. And every year I do a fundraiser / awareness to spread awareness around the world for a disease called Sclerodoma.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit what that disease is?
Yes, Sclerodoma is an autoimmune deficiency. It's a rare disease that targets the ages 33 to about 50 years old, children as well. So this event is not only for adults, but also to educate, motivate, and advocate for our children for this event. It targets the organs, such as myself. It targeted my lungs. So
okay.
Not only do I have sclerodoma, I also have pulmonary fibrosis due to the sclerodoma.
Okay. Now, one of the things I know about you, and I've actually been to one of your fundraising events, your shine in the midst of everything that you're going through, that beautiful smile, your victory, your champion for creating awareness, what truly keeps you refreshed?
Well, a lot of things keep me refreshed. One, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, my family, close friends, my supporters.
Right. So you have a tribe.
I have a tribe.
Right.
They give me that push. Of course, we can't forget the Lord above, who also pushes me.
Amen.
My best friend who's on the line right now, Janelle, who's also my partner. I mean, the smile is definitely genuine. There's also pain behind the smile sometimes,
right,
that I don't allow my supporters to see, not to say that I'm hiding anything,
right,
but a lot of people look up to me,
mm-hmm,
and I give them that push, that motivation to keep going. And sometimes when you have that God-sent person,
yes,
that
ma'am,
you see that may be down, it may cause you to be down too. And I never want anyone to feel that. So I want you to continue to push on, you know, and
mm-hmm,
then keep going. So yes, I do a lot of meditation. I have my crystals here that I wear on my neck. You can't see it, Nigel, but I got them on right now.
Uh-huh.
I have a beaded one that I wear on my wrist, and this is for my health.
Right.
I believe in law of attraction. I believe in the universe. I believe in great energy,
mm-hmm,
and this is what my crystals bring. It brings great energy.
Janelle, what's your major role in being part of the tribe?
Thank you. Hello, 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 hello. My major role and being part of the tribe, you know, and I'm blessed and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and Mika, we run really close together. A lot of times, she kind of gleans spiritual upliftment from me.
Okay.
And I am honored to be able to share that gift of myself with her. Where I fit in here is exactly where God wants me to be. I help to encourage. I help to empower. I serve.
You
know,
my
that's
God.
Me. That's my heart.
Yes.
I'm a giver, you know, and I like to lend myself genuinely. And that allows me to be part of this tribe in the way that I do, because this is a strong team.
Right.
And it's handpicked by God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
mm-hmm,
you know, no negativity. Everything is genuine. Everything is love.
Right.
Everything is family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's not that, then it just can't be.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm,
if it's not that, it just can't be. So that's what it is.
Yeah, I like what you said when you said serve, because a lot of people aren't even able to do that. And that's such a sacrificial form of giving. You know, people think giving is money all the time, but there's nothing more satisfying than being able to give up your time and serve someone else. So God bless y'all and bless the team. And I'm a Christian. We can speak freely about Jesus. Sunday, what can we expect Sunday?
Sunday, we're going to expect everything. We're going to expect fun. We're going to expect us to roll and bounce and dance and enjoy and celebrate. I have my guy DJ Todd Brand on the Wheels of Steel, DJing his heart out. I have my boy Boogie Black, who's on the mic, who's a roller skating guru and also a mic guru and a crowd hyper guru, who's going to be on the mic that day. I have my most greatest dancers from Brooklyn, Secret Society, coming 15 deep. Mm-hmm. I have Assemblyman Alfred coming from Harlem to represent the community. I have a host of friends. We're going to be having great drinks going on, you know, just a fundraise, you know, juices and water and some snacks. I'm going to be selling my Could Have Been Worse shirts for a donation to raise money for a cure. So we're going to have a great, great time. There's going to be free giveaways. So all that stuff is going to be going on that day.
Okay. And I like the brand, It Could Have Been Worse. How did you come up with that tagline?
One day I was very ill and I was in my bed, really tired, fatigued, because scleroderma caused a lot of fatigue in the body and the mind. So I was really out of it. This was many, many years ago before I got into the meditation, before I got into my crystals and things of that nature. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I was sent a song, and the song was Life Genet. Mm-hmm. It Could Have Been Worse. The lyrics go, it could have been worse. You could have been dead. Mm-hmm. You could have been paralyzed, confined to a bed. You could have lost everything. You should have lost everything. But something has taken over you and given you another chance.
Wow.
And when I heard the lyric, I said, that speaks to me personally.
Right.
And I know it speaks to the world. Our mission, and Janelle and I's mission, is to change the world. And when I seen that slogan, I said, you know what? I'm going to create shirts for this particular thing that I'm going through.
Right.
And then I decided to say, well, I'm not a selfish person. God has given me a purpose. Everyone has an illness.
That's
this
right.
This is a rare disease that I want to share with the world because no one knows of it. I didn't even know of it when I was diagnosed with it. So let me share other illnesses that are on underneath the rug, right, that no one really knows about. So I wound up creating the shirt not only in a teal color for scleroderma, but I represented all the illnesses in all different colors. So, for example, you had it could have been worse in pink for cancer. You had it could have been worse purple for lupus. Yet it could have been worse teal for scleroderma. Mm-hmm. It could have been worse orange for multiple sclerosis, and it goes on.
Wow.
And if you want, it could have been worse for life itself, you can use any color that you like.
Right, right. That's awesome. Now, let me ask you a personal question. During COVID and the pandemic, how were you affected, if you even were?
Yes. So, great question. I was diagnosed with COVID-19. Yeah, within that first year it came out, when everything was just in mayhem. I didn't know I had it. What happened was I had a little get-together for my birthday, which was about this March 17th. I had it about 2 days before my birthday. My family came out. We went to a little lounge or event or whatever. I wound up going home. I work as a school counselor as well, and I wound up going to school. My second day, we had 3 days to get all our belongings and get the 411 of the plan of how we're going to go remote. The second day in, as I was going home, I felt this chill. I felt like really cold. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. And I was telling a good friend of mine, my colleague, I said, listen, I gotta go home. I don't feel good. She said, come on, push through. You got one more day. And I said, I don't know if I can do this. And normally, I'm that strong about I can push through.
Right.
I couldn't do it. Went home. I parked my car in the safety zone, didn't care. I ran upstairs, told my kids, put the oven on. And I really can't remember what happened after that. All I knew, I was on the couch for at least 18 days without moving.
Wow.
Still didn't know I had it, had an idea, but being that I had the pulmonary fibrosis, it never compromised my breathing.
Amen.
So I was pretty much like, oh, this is a flu type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But how I realized, my God, 3 months later, I see my rheumatologist every 3 months that checks on my scleroderma to make sure it's in remission.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran an antibody test on me, and it came back positive, which then I knew I had COVID.
Right. Well, thank God you're here with us and that you pushed past that.
Yes.
Now, with this disease, are there groups that are around or available to maybe someone who's listening who may have the same disease, or do you conduct groups?
I don't conduct groups, but there are different groups in different states.
Okay.
There is a group for our area. It's called Scleroderma Tri-State.
Okay.
So you can actually find them on Facebook. I always hashtag them when I'm doing donations. So you can also go to sclerodomafoundation.org to find out information to join groups for those who are suffering from scleroderma. You can always DM me at nika.17_ or at itcouldhavebeenworse_podcast for any additional information, or just to talk to me, or about to lend an ear to you if you're going through something, or for additional support. And yeah.
So you have a podcast? When does your podcast come on?
Yes, Janelle and I have a podcast. You want to talk a little bit about that, Janelle? Janelle?
Hello, hello, hello. Yes. I'm here. Yeah, so it could have been worse. Mika called me up one day. Got a great idea. Typical of Mika. Good idea. What do you think about us doing a podcast? You know, I was thinking about this, and you were like the perfect person that I thought of that could do this. You know, you got a lot to share. You got a lot to bring to the table. What do you think? And I was like, here she go. Go with it. Here's something. Let's dance. Let's do a show. Let's do this. Let's do that. But it was great. It was a wonderful opportunity,
mm-hmm.
A wonderful platform for us to be able to open up, have a place where we can share
mm-hmm.
About a lot of different things that people sometimes talk about, but they talk about on a superficial level, and we wanted
right.
to be able to go a little bit deeper
mm-hmm.
about it. It was great. You know, I was like, all right, let's do it. And, you know, it could have been worse podcast, again, something that was in Mika's heart, birthed from, you know, the whole thing of scleroderma, always letting people know, no matter what you're going through, even the topics that we talk about, at the end, it's always about, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, it always could have been worse.
Right.
You know, and so we've been doing it now since February,
mm-hmm.
right, Mika? Yeah, we started it in February. We go on every week, every Thursday.
Okay.
At 8:00 on Instagram. And, you know, we just bring different topics. We meet each week with each other. We brainstorm things that, listen, what's going on? What we need to talk about?
Right.
You know, what we need to bring, people need to hear. You know, we have an opportunity to bring in people to talk on a clinical level.
Yes.
We're talking about something with clinical, you know, and stuff like that. We share of ourselves. We get personal. We have fun. We get deep. We get open. And so it's been great. I find that it was something new for me, and I find that I love it.
Right.
You know, I love it. I love doing it. And, you know, whatever it does, and we find that it's touching people. It's reaching people. We'll go somewhere, and we run into people and be like, I was on. I love you, girls. You know, keep doing it.
Right.
You know, yeah, I went to that. No, but that's the key.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't care if we reach one.
That's right. That's right.
Then I won't be done. You know what I'm saying? If we were helping somebody elevate, you know, empower them, you know, helping them to evolve and grow. A lot
mm-hmm.
of times, you know, there's too much going on, knocking each other down, and
that's
you
right.
know, counting
that's
each
right.
other out, dividing each other up. You know what I'm saying? But nah, that's not what we're here for. We're here to edify.
Yes, ma'am.
To uplift. And we are also, that platform is like the law of reciprocity. We're not there just to give and tell you, but we have teachable
right.
spirit open to what you got
right.
that can help me, that can pull me up and help empower me. So that's where it could have been worth podcast is all about.
I love it. I love it. There's some skin issues with scleroderma. You came out, Mika,
yes.
with a lotion.
Yes, I came out with a lotion through my business called McKay. The lotion kind of focuses on people who are suffering from dry skin, such as myself,
mm-hmm.
Like eczema, dry skin, things of that nature.
Okay.
I stopped doing it only because I didn't have enough manpower to continue it. So I could get really bigger and bigger, and I didn't have enough of the manpower to continue in the capacity I wanted to.
Right.
It was in pharmacies. It was still asking for it. Soon come.
That's right. That's right. And if you're listening and you want to invest in Mika's lotion, feel free to reach out to her, you know, and we can make that happen because we never know. That's right. We never know who's listening. Yes. We never know who's listening.
Now, you can always DM me. I can make some personal ones or whatever. But
nice.
Right now, my heart is going to go to the shirts and building it. It could have been worse. I'm working on a boutique right now, which probably will come out, will be ready to run probably next year.
Okay.
But I'm working on it now. But I'll have my lotions there. I'll have my Tiffin work shirts sold there. And I'll have other things sold there. So everything is coming together into one unit.
Oh, man, that's excellent. Now, my last question is, are there any diet restrictions for you?
Yes. Anything that causes acid reflux. So for instance, things like tomato sauce, ketchup, you know, the whole spaghetti, Italian things, pizza, hot sauce, it triggers like inflammation in my hands and my feet, orange juice, things of that nature that can cause acid reflux. And acid reflux is very dangerous.
Yes.
So I want everybody to know, be careful what you eat or drink, because the acid that produces in your body, that thick white stuff, is not saliva, it's actually acid, and it's destroying your lungs, which can cause cancer. So I watch as much as possible what I eat. I'm not the best at healthy eating right now, but I've become much better and it's progress. And I am making some strides.
Right, definitely a progress. So we're going to hold Janelle accountable for making sure you try to stay on track.
I gotta be honest, I'm a bit overprotective.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
Because Mika and I, we go back over 20 years. We're very close. We're beyond best friends. We're family.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, with that, you always want the best.
That's
right. You're always gonna look out. If I know that there's something that can affect her negatively, I'm gonna be in there. If it's too cold, Mika, what's up? You good? Coughing too much. What's going on? You all right? Yeah, it's a little cold. All right, let me get. No, I'm all right. No.
Right.
No, I'm very conscious like that. I'm always watching. I'm always listening. You know, when I'm around. You know, am I my sister's keeper? Yes.
All right, that's all right. Well, let's talk about the event coming up Sunday one more time and again. I'll let y'all do it.
Yes, we're gonna do it now.
Roll bounce.
All the listeners out there, yes, it is happening. Yes, on Father's Day, this coming Sunday, June 20th, the first annual Scleroderma Skate for a Cure event happening in Harlem. Yes, on 106 between 3rd and Lexington. Come on out. Make your donations. You can make your monetary donations on Eventbrite. Yes, you can go there, donate. Listen, we sow our money into a lot of things. Sow your money into good ground.
This yes,
is good
ma'am.
Ground that you put your money into. You know what I'm saying? What you reap, that you will sow. You never know. You know what I'm saying? If it's not you, it's her now, but it could be anybody close to you, and you will want somebody to sow into finding a cure for this illness. You know, so come on out. You could come on out. You could donate on Eventbrite. You could come to the event. You could buy a T-shirt. And then just come and have a good time. Okay? Listen to music. Listen to Boogie Black, whatever. Just come out amongst good people with good energy, good vibes, and much love to show your support for Mika, what she's doing. But it could have been worse, what we're doing.
Yes.
Just come out and show your love. That's it. Love. It's all about the love.
And so how can they reach you on social media, guys?
You can reach me at mika.17_. You can reach me also at @itcouldhavebeenworse_podcast. You can DM me any questions, any concerns about the event or anything else. Please feel free. I'm open. I'm not a person that hides behind, you know, the scene or whatever. I'm open to discuss anything, talk to you, whatever it is.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for becoming part of our family, and we call our family key players, and as we say, once a key player, always a key player. We are excited to be one of your media outlets, and anytime you're doing something, just feel free to let us know, and we are always willing to promote.
Thank you so much, Andrew. We appreciate you having us on the show, And God bless you. No matter where everybody, it could have been for June 20th, 160 3rd Avenue, between 3rd and Lexington, White Park Playground. We're going to have some fun. Donations accepted. Eventbrite. You can cash out the donations as well. The kids are invited. Bring your kids. It's Father's Day. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate everything. Let's go.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.